So this episode is about not fitting in. What does that mean to you? What does that look like? Fitting into what? A box? Fitting into the should disease of age 45, I should be married, have children, own a house? Does that mean because I don't, I'm not fitting in a certain area? It could be career areas, personal life. It doesn't really matter. We all have this opportunity to consider what fitting in feels like. And I'm very fortunate to be able to share these episodes with my daughter, who is of a totally different generation and is able to give her opinions and her thoughts based on all of these different episodes that we will be talking about. So, Isabella, I'm going to start with you. I'm going to start with your thought process of what does not fitting in mean to you? Or maybe fitting in. I'm open.
Well, I think growing up, especially as a woman, we are given a box that we, like you said, should fit into, whether it's of a certain body type, a certain skin tone, certain hair colour, totally superficial, or what your partner looks like. It is, it's completely superficial. And so as kids, we are told that that is the box that we should aim for. And then taking out just being a woman and looking at being a child in general, there are maybe three or four boxes that we are given that we should fit into, whether it's, like you said, career-based, personal life. And so growing up, especially in a world where social media was so prevalent from when I was about 6 or 7 maybe, I see everyone else's lives and the boxes that they are in, and I start to compare myself with their boxes. So not fitting in is such a roundabout thing because there are so many different ways you can not fit in. But for me, I think it's about not comparing myself to others' boxes.
So let me ask you then, if this not fitting in, is that a problem? You know, as I said, I'm now 45. I don't own my own house. Which I'm quite relieved about, if I'm honest. I sold my boat, I sold my VW bus, I'm going travelling, I've written these books. Is there a place where I fit? What does that even mean? I think that's what is important, because even that is a concept that exists.
Well, if the 2020s have taught us anything, it's that everything has a spectrum, whether it's sexuality, neurological disorder, a million things. They're all spectrums, colour spectrum, right? And something I've learned is that I feel like all these boxes and labels have a spectrum, because there tends to be an assumption that you need to perfectly fit into a box or perfectly fit under a label. But I think the beauty of boxes and labels is that they should almost represent the whole spectrum within that box or label versus picking a section of that spectrum. So I think it's okay to have boxes and labels, but so long as people understand that you could have one foot in one box and one foot in another and a completely different label on top of your head, there's not really one way of fitting in or not fitting in. And I think that's what I've learned definitely in the past 3 years, is that there are so many different ways of fitting in and not fitting in, and it's not just about what you're taught growing up.
So ironically then, the not fitting in is still fitting in, because there's still a version of something. So I often use that analogy of the Bridget Jones introduction in the movie when she's at a party. And how is it that you introduce yourself? What do you want to be known as? Because in a way, we're responsible for that. When I introduce myself to people, hi, I'm a single mum. Hello, I'm a director. We automatically find a place for us to go and belong.
Well, looking at the psychology standpoint of it, us as humans are almost wired to put people in boxes. Because if you go down to like a fight or flight instinct, we have to tell ourselves our gut instinct of whether is this person dangerous or is this person safe. And that starts off our putting people in boxes. So we are sort of wired to put people in boxes. And that's why, in order to make that wiring, I guess, positive when you're on the receiving end of being put in a box, is helping to change the mentality that you can, in quote, only ever be in one box, and learning to accept that there are lots of boxes that you can be a part of.
And you picked on something there where you were talking, you mentioned what that feels like, because I will say that there are moments where I have felt very sad because I thought I didn't fit. And again, it's not that I felt like that was the be all and end all, but when I was at school, there were the cool kids. There was the group that were amazing at sport, the group that were the musicians. And I didn't quite fit into any of them. I could sing, I could play tennis, and I could get by in my exam results, you know, understanding these lessons. But I was never really in one specific group. And that definitely does have an effect on you as you then start to grow up, because actually those same groups exist no matter what generation of age you're in. The cool, the creative, the sporty. And then as you get older, that still applies there, but it's in a different way. And it can feel very debilitating, actually, when you don't feel like you belong somewhere. And I think that's an important word.
Yeah, well, I think as well it comes down to, if we are able to ourselves as adults learn how to, I guess, adjust our views of boxes and labels, that in turn is shared down to the next generation, which is how change begins. It doesn't just happen overnight. So that's what you were saying, is through any age there are boxes, there are cliques from school. But I think the more we can change that, the more our younger generation will, I guess, learn how to share the boxes. I mean, I remember there was a game I used to play when I was about 14 on my phone, which was a high school game, and people had cliques, and you were either part of the jocks, the nerds, the artists. But then as you went up levels, you could become one foot in each and your outfits would change. And I always thought that was interesting, because even as a game, it was saying you could work towards being in both, and then you could have a combination of three different cliques that you were a part of. And I think it's mentalities like that of showing, like I said, that you can be in so many boxes. It's an important mindset to introduce to the next generation, so that eventually it won't quite be as judgmental.
So do you think that it can come down to words? And you know, I find words incredibly powerful. And one word that came to me as we're sitting here is misfit. So do you think it's actually the choice of words that we as generations have placed people in, because we feel comfortable with where we put people? For example, when I lived on the boat, I remember someone saying to me, well, if I sold it, what would happen to me? Because does that mean they introduced me as the boat lady? So for them, it made it very difficult. I didn't fit anywhere suddenly. So if we look at those words, the misfits, and we can come up with lots of others, but they're different. Those different types of people, isn't that being actually quite insensitive and thoughtless to saying that they belong to some set or they don't belong to some set, and we're even naming them and putting them in a box?
Well, if you flip it around from how we feel about being boxed in and labeled in, when we box and label other people, it's to make ourselves feel better and to comprehend a situation that's in front of us, because it helps us to navigate, and like I said, makes us feel better when we are able to put someone else in a box and under a label. And that's why it's about changing, like you said, those words, that mentality, because we have created these boxes and labels. Nerds, artists, these weren't a thing when you take it back to cavemen. You were either kill or be killed at that point.
So what does that look like then for us in the future? What does that look like for us to even have the phrase fitting in, not fitting in? What does that mean? Should we do we just have to be brave enough to not worry? Do we just have to go with the flow? You know, okay, I'm halfway through my life. I've got 45 roughly years left. Does that mean that I just don't even worry about where I fit in and I'm just going to go with the flow?
Well, it's a hard one because in a perfect world, yes, don't worry about the boxes, don't worry about anything, just like you said, go with the flow, roll with the punches. But in a realistic world, it's not quite possible. And that's why I say it's not just about eradicating the boxes and labels, because as humans, it is our instinct to put people in boxes and give them labels. So it's about learning to accept that people can be part of multiple boxes. Like you said at the beginning, is it that because you sold your boat, you sold your bus, but are you the director? Are you the single mum? Are you the author? Are you the podcast lady? What is your box to other people? But it's being able to be okay with the fact that you can be in multiple boxes at once and have lots of labels to you.
Okay, so then let's finish off with, I've got a question. Do you think you fit in?
I don't think I fit under any one box. I think I have multiple boxes. I have the introvert box, but I also have the extrovert box, which I think puts me under the ambivert box. And then I have the only child box, and then I have the actor box, and then I have the bookworm box. I mean, there's a million boxes and labels that I fit into. And so one thing I started to do was I made my own box, which encompassed all of these things. I made it purple, it's got pretty flowers on it, and that's the box that I made for myself. And I've learnt, I would say only in the past 10 years, I'd say 13, 14 was when I really started to be okay with it, but that my box is an awesome box. There might be somebody else that fits into my box because we're similar, but I'm allowed to make my own box.
So that's going back to what you said, which is about changing the generational belief, because I've been able to do that in the last 10 years, which has enabled you to do it in your last 10 years. And then hopefully, if or when you decide maybe to have children, that child will be able to do that from the beginning. So those generational changes can occur. And so are we saying then not fitting in is its own box, ironically?
I think so, very much so.
Great. Thanks for talking about this and sharing your experiences.
Make your own box.